Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're actually broadcasting live out of Phoenix Mesa, Arizona today. And boy, oh boy, it was 90 degrees yesterday, and we're getting up there again today. But we're honored to be here. Wow, we've been doing some tea parties. We did one on Tuesday. We had a packed house. Along with yesterday, we did Red Mountain Tea Party, and I just wanted to let all you good folks out there thank you very much for responding to our request and our invitation to come out. We had another packed house last night. It's interesting who's showing up, friends. We have legislators, representatives, congressmen. We have law enforcement coming, and they're all leaving saying the same things. Everything you're saying is resonating within me. You're putting words to what I was thinking, but I just didn't know how to say it. Well, neither did I until I did my due diligence and understood exactly what was going on in this country. So in saying that, friends, we just want to say thank you very much. Furthermore, we had one representative for the state of Arizona here actually ask us to come down and tour the Capitol. So all morning, me, my wife, my father-in-law, and my children have been spending time meeting representatives down there. And interestingly enough, we went down to the floor and he brought us in. It's kind of small. Our capital in the state of Minnesota is probably 10 times bigger than the one in the state of Arizona here. But he took the time to bring us down there and show us exactly what's going on. And the process, he showed us the process. He took us through to introduce us to some of the representatives as well, even the Speaker of the House, who used to be a rocker back in the 80s, which was cool. But these are all Christian men and women now. And it's also interesting to note, when we were on the floor, of course, nobody was there right now, but he also allowed our children to do some voting, showed us the process. So he's educating us as to what's going on in the state of Arizona. I could not, friends, not notice exactly what I'm about to share with you, because it was interesting to note the Bibles that were on top of the desks of the representatives here in the state of Arizona and across America, even on a federal level. And, of course, the state-controlled media doesn't want you to know that there's good people, there's righteous people that are in power representing we the people. They want you to wake up on a daily basis being inundated with their lies because they want to leave you in a hopeless state. But I'm here to tell you today, especially in the state of Arizona, that there's some good people in this state that are actually standing up and fighting the good fight. And these people are resolved. They're saying, we're not moving. We're ready for the fight. Bring it on. And we're also noticing, folks, the godly heritage being resurrected again in the state of Arizona. So I just wanted to give everybody down there a high five. We met with the not only representatives but also the Speaker of the House today. And just great people. I'm busy tracking all these people, the representatives, the assistants, so on and so forth. Tracks are those that have the Ten Commandments on them. And I'm just dropping on them, putting them through the good test. I'm asking them questions. And this representative has been just overwhelmingly hospitable to me and my family. So I just wanted to tell you again, friends, in the state of Arizona, it's rocking. You got some good people representing who you are all the way up the flagpole, as well as this Tea Party's friends, the grassroots effort that's taking place. You've got some good people and you've got some resolved people that are not moving. They're not bowing. So therefore, at length, they're not going to burn because they're trusting in the same God that I trust in, the same ones that our forefathers trusted in, and we're promised the victory either in life or death. And might I remind you, friends, for those that might doubt or have a little disbelief within you, saying there's nothing we can do about what's going on. Nowhere can you find in Scripture a man or a woman being failed by the God of heaven, because we know that he's not a God that he should lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Therefore, he will bear witness to the truth as long as we're willing to walk in the light of who he is, because, again, it's promised. So there is my little synopsis as to what's been going on here in Arizona. We got one more day here. And right after I get done with the radio show, I'm going to go back to the state capitol and meet some more representatives. And again, friends, just great people, great godly people. And in going back to what I seen on the floor, I was just blown away. I seen Bible after Bible, forefather quote after forefather quote, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson. Folks, the state-controlled media does not want you to know that you're winning the day. See, remember how I shared with you a couple days ago the Saul Alinsky tactic? You know, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Friends, they don't have the number and they don't have the support. And I want to tell you something, and I want you to be encouraged on this one note. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, and I want to tell you why. Because you have people on the front lines, on the cutting edge, that are fighting the good fight, that again are set and resolved to say that we are not moving, we're ready for it, bring it on. Now that is a different attitude than we're told to the state-controlled media. You are not losing, you're winning. So friends, again, stand to the occasion, rise up, trust your God, do all that you can do, and leave the results to him. Because again, what I'm seeing in Arizona today, my friends, is so encouraging, and I wanted to pass that on to you to say again, America, across the 50 states, in all 50 states of our union, you're not losing, you're winning. You are winning the day. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that outside of the fact that it has been just tremendously hot here, and the people have been tremendously, outstandingly hospitable in every sense of the word, I think we got more invitations over the last 2 days that we could stay here for another 3 weeks of people that want us to stay and do another event. But again, this is what people are open for across the boards. They're saying you're speaking absolute truth, black and white, and you're walking in it, and the power is there, that they find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Of course, we have strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, and we have much assurance in the Lord, that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but would join the Holy Ghost. Folks, there's revival among those that are dead in their sins, and I'm seeing revival little by little, incremental, across the board. So anyways, in saying that, friends, I wanted to encourage you again. We're broadcasting live out of Phoenix Mesa, Arizona. We got one more day here. I want to bring you over to our websites really quick. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE. Also wanted you to go over to our Facebook pages, which are Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. As well, friends, the phone lines are going to be inaccessible today, again, because we're broadcasting live out of Phoenix. But I also want you to do this. I want you to go over to Facebook if you're not a part of it, or Twitter. Do be a part of what's going on. We've got a couple hundred thousand people that are interacting on a daily basis, minutely, as a matter of fact, and hourly, that are fighting the good fight because they're expecting the result of victory to remain in the freedoms that we have been given to bestow upon their posterity, because that's my desire as well, just the way that the forefathers bestowed upon us. We're leaving off someone's sacrifice, friends. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to go over to the professed Protestants before Adolf Hitler took power, and I'm going to exemplify and exhibit exactly what took place before he did the things that he did. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean. We're broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona area. Folks, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com so we can start getting busy on the topic here today. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find that big business of cancer is making over $100 billion last year alone. The big business of cancer, $100 billion, was spent on cancer drugs last year alone in America. Folks, that's a part of the curse. Read Deuteronomy 28 when you get a moment, please. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, progressive fear. We are highlighting Hillary Clinton and her crimes against we the people once again. Folks, it's over the top with the Clintons. I've spoken on that quite a few times. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the frog in the pot is getting pretty hot. Check it out. Of course, the analogy of the boiling frog, how it gets hotter and hotter, and the frog doesn't know it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the media believes only non-offensive speech is truly free. Again, friends, going back to the Saul Alinsky tactic, the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And it absolutely amazes me that across the boards, friends, when I'm doing events, regardless if it's a high school assembly or it's a college or if it is in a tea party or a church setting, it matters not. How many believe what the media reports? Nobody raises their hands. Then why is it that we live accordingly? What are we afraid of? If you don't believe in what the state-controlled media has to say, America, then what is it that you're so hopeless? Why are you in a hopeless state? Because there's so many that are. It's because you do believe what they say, because if you didn't, there wouldn't be any reason for you to be hopeless. If you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, and you feed on the bread of life, friends, you are going to overcome this world. It's a promise. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I want to say this again. The hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, in John 14:6. And really what it comes down to, and this just comes to my aid again, friends, and I want to give you this analogy. If there's two dogs and I put them in a ring, which dog's going to win if they're going to fight to the death? I can tell you which one. The one that I feed the most. So, friends, be careful of what you feed upon, because you're going to receive the end of your faith It's either going to be the salvation of your souls, or it's going to be, say, coming to fear unto death sooner or later. So we need to keep our eyes fixed, and we need to feed on the right things, not the wrong things. And by the way, friends, you are what you eat. Going back to the state-controlled media, they have a 21% approval rating. Nobody believes them. They're going out of business. They're going out of business because they don't know how to tell the truth, and the American people know that they don't know how to tell the truth. Quit supporting these outlets. Quit turning the television on. Do your own due diligence and be empowered to overcome and to be a part of the answer rather than being a part of the problem. Because if you're not an overcomer, you're a succumber, and succumbers are, well, they're good for nobody, neither side. So we again have to get our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Friends, the media believes only non-offensive speech is truly free. I don't care, friends, what the state-controlled media believes. I don't care that they're trying to drive us into only talking about the things that they want us to talk about. I'm not going down that road, and I'm not playing that game. Political correctness, friends, to all you legislators, to all you preachers, to all you supposed self-professed leaders, political correctness is nothing more than finding yourself to be a part of the club that's destroying this country because you're traitors to principle. I don't care if the state-controlled media says that you can't say thug. I'm going to say thug. I don't care if the state-controlled media wants me saying what's right and what's wrong in their eyes. I don't care. I'm agreeing with what God commanded me to do, and that's where I'm going to walk. I'm not asking the devil for permission, friends. I'm not asking the lawless or the progressives or the communists or the atheists or the homosexuals or Sharia-compliant criminals in this country or foreigners in this country for approval to obey God. It's better to obey God than man. And that's the best place, though it may be the hardest place to be. It's the place that I'm not moving from by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, I ain't going anywhere. And when America becomes resolved in such a fashion, resolute, I'll tell you what, the enemy doesn't know how to do what they do. Because everybody's talking about and giving voice over to the power of the enemy continuously in this country. And again, I don't love it. I don't understand it. Why are you taking the time to magnify the crimes of the enemy rather than the law against the crime? I mean, it's not like there's not 315 million people in this country that can actually deal with the crime in our government in one day if we so choose to do so. But really what it comes down to is how much do you love your country? How much do you love your freedom? And even to those that show a great lack of gratitude concerning the freedoms that they have today, I want to let you know that you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You have the freedom to do the wrong thing, too. And in the process of having the freedom to do the wrong thing, rest assured, sooner or later, you're going to lose your freedom. And you're going to wish you had fought. You're going to wish you had listened to those that told you and are telling you that freedom is not free. You've been given a gift, friends, and I want to ask you something. What are you doing with that gift? And again, friends, going back to what the media has to say, I don't care what the media controlled approves of or disapproves of concerning my conversation. Folks, your freedom of speech, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, has been under attack for a long time. When are you going to finally figure out what this is about? When are you going to finally figure out those in the state-controlled media are bought and paid for? About a month ago, we actually proved our point. They're talking heads. They're talking about the things, the scraps from the king's table, per se. They're all saying the same things at the same time. We played a video from YouTube, and by the way, if you'd like to go check it out, there's plenty of it out there for you to hear and see. But we played a piece for you across the nation, and it was talking about Easter, and it was talking about different topics, but all across the boards, verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, friends, you know what they were doing? They were saying the exact same thing, and how couldn't they be? Word for word, friends. At the same time, during the same day, across the boards, all these media outlets were saying the exact same things. Again, word for word, verbatim. Why? Because that's what they were told to say. That's what they were told to do. A bunch of retarded robots doing what they're told to do without asking any questions, without any internal fortitude or gratification for what's been given unto them. No, they just go along to get along because, you know, they're just doing what they're told. just doing what they're told. So if you'd like to check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, do, friends. That one chaps my hide. I'm sick and tired of the state-controlled media. Things go south when DEA illegally uses owner's truck without his knowledge for hauling marijuana. Listen carefully. Things go south when the Drug Enforcement Agency illegally uses owner's truck without his knowledge for hauling marijuana. I'm sure everybody remembers when the Learjet went down with tons of cocaine that the CIA was actually trafficking into the United States back in the 90s. Remember when they were pop doing that, friends? Oh, but wait a second. I thought this was a drug war. It is. It absolutely is. And what is it aimed at, friends? America, you need to wake up, and you need to understand who the drug dealers are. You really do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, United States becoming Sharia compliant. Folks, we're beginning to see this, and this is a part of judgment again. But I want to let you know on a first-hand basis, I'm not yet seeing that. I'm not seeing it in the schools. I'm not seeing it in the colleges. I'm not seeing it. So in other words, friends, it's not as far gone as the state-controlled media once again wants you to believe it's that far gone. But what we're doing is we're showing you the leaving in the lump, the sin in America, so you would deal with it, the foxes that are spoiling the vine. It's better to deal with it right when we see it rather than to wait till after the fact to pick up the mess. We don't want to do that. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Michelle Obama. It's interesting what he's doing right now. Michelle Obama, museums don't welcome non-white visitors the way they welcome whites. Folks, when are you going to get tired of these race baiters resurrecting something that doesn't belong to this generation? Because as for me, I'm sick and tired of it. Because you know the method. You know, Jesus talked about it. A house divided against itself will not stand. And who's all about that? Satan himself. Divide and conquer, going back to Saul Alinsky tactics. Of course. They're all acting out exactly how they were raised up. Train up a child, and the ways that they will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. They haven't departed from it. The Chicago organizer and the criminals in the White House, along with Michelle Obama, acting out as a bunch of race baiters, just like Al Sharpton, just like Attorney General Eric Holder. Folks, enough is enough, right? Well, if enough is enough, then what we need to do, again, is bring about resolve and shut it down. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back. Because I want you to understand, you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No.
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona all week. We appreciate you joining up with us. Folks, did you realize that the future does not it does not belong to the silent? The future doesn't belong to those that stand back and allow crime to run rampant. And just as I said right before the end of last break, you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. What happens to a nation that shuts up when they should speak out? Let me say it again. What happens to a nation that shuts up when it should speak out? First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Folks, you know what? One of the things that I was talking about at the Tea Party last night at Red Mountain, where's the love? You know, love is this. It's the fulfilling of the law. Love and law are not separate. God gave his law because he loved. And we know that we're to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And secondly, number two is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. When you read the Ten Commandments, you read the first tablet and the tablet. The first tablet and the second tablet. They're all in one. But the fact of the matter is, when we read Romans 13, if I love my neighbor, I'm going to do unto him as I would want him to do unto me. And I know everybody wants others to do good unto them, but let me ask you something, friends. Do you do good unto them? Do you look out for your brothers and your sisters the way that you'd want them to look out for you? Because that's the missing element in this country today. You know, I'm told back in the 60s that people used to love each other enough to actually get in each other's face. But now today, if you actually love on somebody and you tell them the truth, well, they're advised to go get an attorney and to sue your pants off. That's not love, friends. That's hate. Remember, love tells the truth. Hate doesn't do that. Now, as I started out, friends, I said to you You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation. In fact, you've probably heard it before. I've heard this quote many times too, but it was just recently that I learned that the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. And it was learning this information that made all the difference in the world and understanding where this quote stemmed from and who said it and why he said it. Again, this quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lecture during the early post-war period. See, they were warned, but they didn't listen. They had the opportunity to speak out, but they didn't speak out. And Niemöller's point was that he believed the Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit to their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and the murder of millions of people. Who is responsible at length? If the church was not going to be any longer the moral compass of society, everything else is going to go. But I want the church to understand and Christians to understand that at length you are responsible for what happens in the United States of America today. You are. I spent some time with D. James Kennedy right before he passed away, Coral Ridge Ministry. The man preaches to the globe 7 days a week. He's been dead for 7 years, and he's still preaching to the globe 7 days a week. He had told me at one particular time that he had a pastoral conference at his church at Coral Ridge in Boca Raton, Florida. And he said pastors came from all over the world. And he said he had this one particular pastor walk up to him and say, "Hey, Pastor Kennedy, I'm curious, why is it that your church is being protested?" Dr. Kennedy's church was being protested because he was standing up against homosexual marriage. D. James Kennedy, in his spiritual mind and spiritual understanding, said back to that carnal pastor, he said, "You mean your church isn't being protested?" See, friends, Protestant has meaning. It means Protestants. By the way, D. James Kennedy is also the man that was responsible for pointing his finger at the camera. And he said, in America today, over 4,000 babies are going to be murdered in the womb because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they should preach out against the sin of murder. Thou shalt not kill. Number 6, Exodus 20. The greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country is the professed church. The greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in this country is the professed church. And so are the conservatives of the day. They advocate through their silence the very things that are destroying their country and even their children. Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what happened to the Jews. In 1946, in the book of Guilt and Hope, Niemöller wrote, "Thus, whenever I chance to meet a Jew known to me before, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, 'Dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself.'" What he would have and could have changed if he and all of the pastors in Germany had taken a stand and spoken out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered the most and when they had the opportunity to do so. And although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against Adolf Hitler, the tyrant himself, after the fact. And it reminds me much of what we see through the professed church today and the professed church leaders. I mean, by the look of the professed church in America today, I can see why the enemy is so encouraged. A bunch of effeminate pansies. Nothing less and nothing more. In fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern day church leader, and it would probably go something like this. "First they came for prayer in schools, and I didn't speak out because, well, I wasn't a student. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't one of the unborn children in the womb. Then they came for the legalization of something called homosexual marriage in God's own word, an abomination. But I didn't speak out because I didn't want to be called a hater. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's a lack of love towards God and mankind. As that is the very reason you sit there and shut your mouth. You mind your own business because you don't love God and you don't love mankind. And you don't love your country and you don't love and you are not thankful for the sacrifice that was bestowed upon you in any sense of the word. That's why you're silent. And don't tell me there's nothing we can do about what's going on out there. Oh, friends, I want to tell you something. It's not that you can't do anything about it. It's that you don't want to do anything about it. That's really what it comes down to. Because there's no other reason as to why you would allow the things in this country to go the direction that they're attempting to go right now. Folks, it is disgraceful what we're seeing from the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, murder, lawlessness, we're hearing virtually nothing. Silence. Let's tell them a little tale. Let's give them a little fiction from the pulpits. It was Ella Wheeler Wilcox who said to sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards out of men. We hear pastors say, well, I don't speak out against anything political. Let me tell you something. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. Politics and government, friends, are twin sisters. And I want to ask you something, pastor. I want to ask you a question, effeminate leader, self-professed Christian leader. I want to ask you, to he who shuts his mouth when he should open it wide and warn the people, Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. I want to ask you a question. When you look at the government overstepping its bounds into marriage, does not a question mark go up in your mind as to what are they doing? They don't have the right to do that. By the way, you know they don't have a right to do that because that's an institution that belongs to the church. They don't have any business redefining what God defined, and you know it. You also know that the Supreme Court doesn't have any business sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. Because you don't want to get involved in politics, you allow your government to kill the innocent in the womb? You're a hypocrite. You're the worst of men. You don't make any sense. God gave government. He established government through the people in this country. What do you mean you don't want to get involved in what God established? That's your business. You're responsible for the light to be shown in this country, which reproves and exposes darkness at every turn. And I want to ask you something. If not you, then who? And if not now, then when? Does that belong to somebody else? Do you think Barack Hussein Obama is just going to one day wake up and do the right thing? No, he's the devil incarnate. He doesn't do the right thing. He always does the wrong thing. He wants to tear away at God's moral law because he wants to destroy the country just like he said he would. And you allow him to do it. And you that remain silent when you should speak out are the guilty. You are the ones that are going to go down in history as the greatest reproach to your posterity. I'm going to come back, folks. I'm talking about what should have taken place before the fact, before the destruction took place, and how after the fact they wish they would have. America, you're still in pre-post-war time. You still have the power to do the right thing. And I got a question for you. Are you doing the right thing? And if you're not, are you going to wait until after the fact so you can stand before your judge who's going to damn you to hell? Well, you try to make excuses for what you should have did.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live, Phoenix Mesa, Arizona, last day here. Been doing some tea parties, had a filled house on Tuesday, filled house on Wednesday, had some great people showing up, legislators, law enforcement representatives, congressmen, congresswomen, and folks were waking up, the people, and the people on a grassroots level are wide awake, rest assured. I was just talking, friends, as to, you know, America can remain to choose, well, they can choose to remain silent, I'm sorry, but don't be surprised when they come for you. And I was telling you what Mr. Niemöller had shared. He said, first they came for the socialists, and he said, I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and then there was no one left to speak for me. And then I started to share with you how he ended up in a concentration camp for over 7 years. He's a Protestant pastor who blamed the professed church in Germany for not speaking out against Hitler when they had the opportunity to do it. Folks, they so seared their consciences in those days that they actually sent those kids that were in the youth groups in the churches to do Hitler's killing for them. That was Hitler's youth, were the church groups, Protestant church groups in Germany. There was also other times, folks, where the bodies were thrown into furnaces and the ashes that were coming out of the smokestacks were falling onto the cars of those that were inside the church worshiping Jesus, one that they created to suit their sins, which probably didn't work out too well for them on the Day of Judgment. And then they would come out, of course, and wipe off the ashes of the dead bodies from their cars. And it was also interesting to note that while they were inside church praising Jesus, they would hear the cattle cars filled with people that were being brought to work camps or extermination camps. They would hear them jammed into those train cars, cattle cars. And what they would do while they were singing, when they would hear the screams coming from the Jewish people, the gypsies and the dissidents that were being led to the slaughter, They would sing louder to drown out the voices that needed their help. Hey, folks, is that not what's happening today? Who's speaking out for the unborn? I am. Who's speaking out for our posterity? I am. Who's speaking out for the preservation of who we are as a constitutional republic? I am. It's not good enough that there's just one person doing it, friends, because I can't do this alone, but we can do this together, America. And then what we did is we brought it over to a modern version of how this could be said. First, they came for prayer in school, and while in America didn't speak out, they allotted the Supreme Court again to come in and commit an oligarchy illegally and say, hey, listen, for the kids to study and venerate the Ten Commandments, hey, that's impermissible. You know, we can't have the kids praying in public schools anymore. And the Supreme Court voted in favor of 3%, throwing off the voice of 97% of the American people, which, by the way, is illegal. Instead of you throwing off corruption in your government, you allowed them to blind the up-and-coming generations. By the way, you've never lost the right, friends. I wanted to reiterate that for you. You still have the same rights. I don't care what the state-controlled media told you. I don't care what the Supreme Court told you if it violates God's moral law. I love good government, but I hate bad government. First they came for prayer in school, and I didn't speak out. Well, I wasn't a student. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb. Well, I didn't speak out because, hey, there was a football game on. And, of course, I wasn't an unborn child. Then they came for the legalization of a criminal act called homosexual marriage, and God calls it an abomination. But I didn't speak out because I didn't want to be called a bigot or a hater or a homophobic. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. And the reason you don't speak out for God is because you don't love God. The reason you don't speak up and stand up for others is because you could care less about others. And then we shared with you how disgraceful it is as to what we're seeing from the pulpits in America. Folks, they're a bunch of hirelings and whores. Let me say it again. They're nothing but a bunch of hirelings and whores. And they fear the face of man, and that's exactly why they submit to man and the arm of the flesh. They don't have any king but King Caesar. That's why they don't speak out when they should. And again, asking the question to those that are just so hopeless, you're hopeless because you're not in the fight. The Bible says that we're supposed to plow in hope. So as long as we're a part of the fight, we expect God to move. And he always does. He always has. And history teaches us just that. And so does the Holy Ghost. And right before the break, I talked about how the pastors say, well, I don't speak out against anything political. Hey, folks, the murder of innocent children is not political. It's murder. That's your job, church. Redefining marriage isn't political. Hey, folks, God defined marriage. The Supreme Court didn't and has no right in the institution, in the church whatsoever. So a corrupt, wicked, lawless administration that means to destroy your country and your religious freedoms and your children and your posterity in every sense of the word. And religious freedom, it's not political. Hey, folks, I say that simply put, you're a coward who will not fight to defend and preserve the liberties that were bought in blood by heroic men and women generations before you. By the way, you're walking on their back right now, and you're walking in the sacrifice that they gave you and at present. So you could even have the right to speak from a pulpit. Here we see in Niemöller a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. He could not go back in time and right the wrongs when he had the time to do it, but we still can. Where are the church leaders that will preach the word of God uncompromisingly, come what may? Where are the prophets who will point the finger at America's sin and provide a call for repentance? Where are the church leaders who will not bow and tell the Supreme Court that God is my judge? And by the way, friends, we're seeing just that across the nation. People that are standing up and saying, nope, we're not going to comply. We're not going to submit. Where are the business owners who will take a stand and not fund abortion through some unconstitutional act called the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare? Where are the military leaders who will fight against the Muslim infiltration of our country? Where are they? Because I know America always likes to revert back to this. Well, you know, they must know what they're doing. You know, that's why they're in government. Friends, the people that should be taking care of the issues of the day are not the people that you want taking care of the issues of the day, because they're not bringing this country the direction that they should be bringing it lawfully. They're trying to destroy it. So if you're waiting for someone else to do the job, rest assured someone else is doing the job, but again, they're not the people that you want doing the job. And might I remind you that if you see the wrongs, it's because God, through his mercy, has bestowed grace upon you to see the wrongs, to right the wrongs. And he's empowered you to do just that. So how about we start with everyone that's listening to this broadcast today? Because we don't want to go down in history and at the end of our life with a big, I wish I could have, and an ocean of regret for what we failed to do in our lifetimes. No one wants to do that. And by the way, when you ask people that are 70 and 80 years old, if they could redo everything again, you know what one of the top three answers was? I wish I would have. I wish I would have. So after all, if not you, as I said earlier, then who? If not now, then when? And the biggest mistake that man has made throughout history is that man has not learned from history. I was on Shane Krauser's radio program the other day. He said, what do you think the number one answer is that will bring about hope for the American people? I said, real leadership. Exhibition of Christ in your life. Showing the world your faith by your works. Lead the way. That's how it works, friends. We don't need another program. We don't need another debate. We don't need politicians on TV talking about what they're going to do. And then once they get into power, they fail the test. They turn on the American people immediately, like we see over and over and over and over again. No, you're the leader. You're the one that God has called up. And do be encouraged by this, that God does not need a majority. He needs a minority that will simply obey. And America, again, another word of encouragement. If your backs are up against the wall, when I read the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, the church's back was up against the wall over and over and over again, and God was looking across the earth to and fro, looking for the man that he could show himself strong on his behalf. Maybe you're that man, maybe you're that woman, and hopefully you are. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live from Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona. Folks, we got one more day here, and we'll be back in the state of Minnesota. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.